Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to another Top Advisor Marketing podcast. As much as it might terrify all of you, the holidays are right around the corner. Now here, I want you guys to understand that it's not a time to panic, it's a time to celebrate, and it's a time to have great pieces of communication go out to your clients, which is why Luke Acree, the president of Reminder Media, is back on the podcast. Now, we've had him and his partner on before. They are a partner of ours at Top Advisor Marketing. We absolutely love what Reminder Media does. They do something that's fundamentally unique and different and is wonderfully applicable for all of you to use their service for the holidays. So, Luke, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, man, I'm great. It's great to be back. We loved the first time we were on, so I'm so excited that you guys actually would have me back. So I feel kind of proud. I didn't get blacklisted.
No, you didn't. No, actually, that's very true. We did not. Now, after this one, I can't promise you anything.
Yeah, but, I can't promise. Or who knows what I'm going to say, because my partner, Andrew Saxo, was on last time, and now it's just me, so maybe I'm too loose. No.
So, Luke, hold on a second, though. Before we actually talk about this, you guys have a podcast now, right?
Yeah, we do. So, you know, shamelessly plugging our podcast, we launched a podcast. It's called Stay Paid. The purpose of it is, you know, I'll probably have about 40,000, just under 40,000 businesses use us this year. And that's mainly like financial advisors, real estate agents, insurance agents. Mm-hmm. And so our focus of the podcast was we want to interview people, but we also want to share what we've learned over 15 years. And then working, we get access to so much data. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. Like the testimonies coming in from using our products. And then not only that, just different strategies people are using. So we're kind of sharing from our perspective what we're learning, how we've grown our company, how, you know, it's everything from sales tactics to marketing, you know, strategies, different products you can use. So if you want to check it out, it's staypaidpodcast.com. So that's my shameless plug for my podcast. So I appreciate that.
You know what? Every podcaster should have their podcast shamelessly plugged on another podcast. It's just the written rule. And we'll make sure, Luke, that we put that in our podcast notes so people can click on that immediately. So let's talk about the holidays. So everybody, Luke and I, we were talking about how things were going and both of our businesses are just exploding. And he was joking and he said, Matt, this isn't even our busy time. And so I was like, okay, you know, so, you know, why is the end of the year busy time? And he said, because why don't you say it? Because you said it better than I did.
Yeah. Meaning like it's interesting. You know, everybody that I have ever talked to for years and years of doing this business with Reminder Media, which is really helping you connect to your key relationships, and we provide you touch points to do it, is everybody knows they need to do it. But, you know, you're probably, even the audience probably struggles with this, is they fail to execute on it.
Oh, sure.
But for some reason, there's just this natural tendency or natural gut intuition right around the holiday time, mainly into September, October, when Thanksgiving's right around the corner, that everybody goes and wakes up and goes, oh my goodness, I need to do something for my clients for the holidays. And usually they do like a holiday card or something like that. But, you know, we have so many people come to us to use our products as their touch point, as their gift that they're going to send their clients for the holidays. So it's just kind of like a natural tendency that businesses, they all know they need to market to their clients, but mm-hmm. so many fail to do it and keep in touch with their clients all year long until the holidays come up. And then they go, oh my goodness, I got to do this. I got to do this right now. So that's why they come to us.
And let's back up a little bit and talk about how what your solution, what you do at Reminder Media, does a lot of that for them. And so let's talk about, because I don't know if people listened to the previous podcast. You were on a little while ago. So if you don't mind, remind us what Reminder Media does and really how it's a, and I don't like using turnkey necessarily, but it is really a very structured, systematic solution.
Yeah, no. So, I mean, just giving you guys kind of the 30,000 foot view. See, our, you know, concept, why we got into this when we started 15 years ago is, like I just said a little while ago, was every business owner we talk to, when we ask them the question, hey, do you believe you need to keep in touch with your core relationships that drive your business? So that might be your past clients. It might be your referral partners. Because if you don't keep in touch with these people, then they're obviously not going to remember you and come back and do repeat business with you. But even worse than that, you won't be able to grow your business effectively because they're not having a great experience with you and thinking about you. So when a chance of a referral might come up, they won't give you that referral. So when I ask this question to business owners, and have been asking it for years. Everybody looks at me with a blank stare and basically goes, duh, Luke, I know that already. So when we looked at the market logically, the tools available for a business owner to do that was postcards, newsletters, ValPaks, coupon clippers. Now, I don't want to beat these things up because I coach people how to use postcards effectively as a marketing strategy and all those good things. But my challenge is always to ask the person, hey, put yourself in the consumer's shoes, in the client's shoes. Every single one of us has probably bought a car before. We've bought a piece of furniture before. When you receive a postcard from your car dealership, what do you do with it? And pretty much 9 times out of 10, the answer I will always get is, yeah, you're right. If that postcard doesn't hit me at the exact right time where I'm in the buying mode for what's ever on that postcard, I toss it. So the reality is there was no shelf life for these touch points that our business owners were sending to facilitate this connection and keep in touch with their clients. So our concept was, can we create something that a business owner can still do at scale and be cost effective, because you obviously have hundreds, if not thousands, of people you have to keep in touch with, but overcomes that main pain point, which is most of the stuff we send our clients just gets tossed and they don't hang on to it. And that's when the idea of a publication came out. And so we actually ended up creating a publication called American Lifestyle Magazine. Maybe some of you guys have seen it. If you haven't, you can see it at remindermedia.com. But it's a lot like an architectural digest. And I reference that for everybody from like a quality standpoint. So it's super high quality. It's all about celebrating life in America. So travel, art, food, stuff like old time baseball. But here's the key component. And the reason why this has worked for us so well is that time and time again, what we've seen is that when someone sends this to their clients, because of the quality and because it actually has nothing to do about your business, the client actually hangs on to it. See, the publication is branded to you, so it has your information on it. It's a gift coming from you to your clients, but it really is not promoting like your services hardcore. It's not a very salesy piece. It's more just as a gift. And so time and time again, they pull it out of their mailbox. They take it in the home. They set it on the coffee table, the countertop, the bedside table, and they hang on to it. Our stats show us they hang on to it for about 4 to 6 weeks. And the average read time per recipient is about 44 minutes. And so a lot of our people, you know, kind of bring it back to like the holidays, what they'll do is they'll replace their holiday card that they normally do, the Hallmark card that might cost them, you know, $4 or $5. They'll replace that and send their own personalized, customized magazine to that client, because you can customize these magazines literally down to the individual you're sending it to. So I could literally, if I wanted to, I could send you a magazine with a picture of you and I on it. And that magazine would go directly to you, and every other magazine could be customized down to that individual, or, you know, I could make it generic to make it turnkey. So that's really the concept that we've been doing. It blows up around the holidays because it accomplishes the gift. It's unique. Meaning if you send a card, you're going to end up on the mantle just like the dentist, just like the car dealer that's sending the card. And so it's something kind of unique that stands out, and it's perceived as a gift. And that's a key component of why this marketing works, is because it's perceived as that gift.
And it is really, really nice. So after even before we had you on the podcast previously, you had sent Kirk and myself a copy of the Lifestyle Magazine. And Kirk and I were just, we just kind of giggled and we're like, first off, it looks expensive, man. I mean, it really does. I mean, you're high gloss pages, good paperweight.
Yep.
And the articles were, in fact, you guys were super smart. Of course you were. This is just, you know, good marketing. But you did tailor it a little bit to Kirk and myself, yep, which was super neat, because Kirk had said to me, did you get this article? And I was like, I didn't get that article. He's like, well, this is an article I would read. And I was like, I wouldn't read that article. So it was really great. Let's talk about the customization of it, Luke. How are you able to execute that on you just said you had a ton of users. How are you able to do that without killing yourself?
Yeah, without sinking.
Yeah, totally.
Sinking the boat. Well, so the reality is like the key thing for what I tell my clients all the time is that, you know, really at the end of the day, the secret to this is not in the ability to put your, you know, the customization. All that stuff is good. It's going to get you in the home. It's going to brand you. The key to this is that it really gets you past the trash can. And so what we do and we focus on is I spend so much time, effort, and energy to give you an idea of the money we're spending on this content and what we're doing. I have a recipe developer on staff that makes unique recipes for American Lifestyle Magazine so they we can own the recipes. They can be specific to us. We have writers on staff, content people. We have graphics people. So we're controlling the content to help try to make it, you know, obviously hit that value proposition because the value proposition is this is going to be something you send to your clients that they will engage with, that they will bring into their home, you to make it turnkey. Because the one thing I don't want to do is like anybody on the line, I don't want to like scare you guys, like the amount of work you have to do to put into customizing this magazine. Most of our people, it takes around 20 minutes for them to set up their magazine. And then from there, it's pretty much templated out to where it just rotates and it goes out every 2 months for them. But you get to customize the covers. There's a bunch of different options you can choose from. You can obviously put your obvious info, like your, you know, contact information, your photos, all that good stuff. There's 2 tear-out cards in the magazine. So there's over 800 different options that someone could use for their tarot cards in the magazine. So maybe a lot of people like to do referral cards. So if you're like a financial advisor, we've had testimonies where a financial advisor will put on some of the services that they offer on the tarot card, and they get calls from their clients that literally say, hey, I didn't realize that you offered this, and they've been able to actually sell that product or get that, you know, new client from that. Our most popular, and this is not surprising at all, is recipes. So our most popular is people love the recipes on the magazine. And we have a digital version of this. And so what we've done with the digital version is we've actually brought the recipes to life in the digital version. So we have a cooking show that basically they make the recipes in 30-second to minute and a half videos. And so now not only can your client get the recipe card, but they can also then watch the video to see how to make the recipe to kind of make it interactive. So there's 2 tear-out cards in the magazine, and then you get the back cover inside and out. And so that is something that you can utilize depending on the marketing campaign that you're trying to run. So for the holidays, obviously you could put something on there that's focused towards the holidays, maybe a thank you. Maybe it's we design up some of the great things that have happened in your business and your life this year to connect you to your clients. Or what a lot of like our financial advisors like to do is they like to support nonprofits in their community, or feature a nonprofit that their client supports. So they will look at their client, you know, database and go, hey, look, you know, Luke here, he supports, you know, Feed America. So I'm going to feature his nonprofit on my magazine that goes out to all my clients. 2 things you're accomplishing there. One is you're making that one client that you're supporting their nonprofit feel amazing, and you're building and strengthening that relationship of that client. But even then, more importantly, you're showcasing to all of your clients that, hey, I'm just not about business. I'm not just about the guy trying to invest your money or take your money or sell you a house, depending on what industry you're in. You know, I actually care about the community. I want to be involved in the community, and I want to be involved in the things that you guys are involved in. So it's a way to, you know, ultimately strengthen that relationship. So I guess what I would summarize for everybody listening to this is that it's super turnkey. You literally will have to spend no time if you don't want to, or you can be as invested as you want in designing and up the magazine. But the real takeaway from this is the only reason you should really do this is because you buy into the concept that I need to keep in touch with my clients, but I need to keep in touch with them by sending them something of value, not something that's just promoting my business or something that's just about my services. Because if you do something that's just about your services, then you just become a vendor. And like for a financial advisor, a point I would make to everybody is that if you're just always sending financial related stuff, when the market takes a turn, all you are to that client is just a vendor or a service that educates them and does something for them with their money. And so what happens when the market turns, which you don't even control, they get emotional and they only view you as a vendor. They don't view you as Luke the relationship, or Luke the guy I went fishing with, or Luke the guy that, you know, I actually have a relationship with. And so they end up, you know, an ACAT comes across your desk and they end up transferring the account. Whereas this focus is, hey, I'm going to get to know my clients and care about them and connect with them personally. And then from there, if the market turns, I have a much better chance of keeping the account, in growing with that account because they know me personally and they're connected to me as on a relationship level.
Let's talk about frequency. So you had said 2 months. And since you are such a data-driven company, I love the fact that you can track people who are watching the recipe videos and the creation. That's flipping awesome, man. But let's talk about that. Where did you guys come up with that? Can we increase the frequency? Can we decrease the frequency or should we not because you have the data behind it?
Yeah, so we do it every 2 months for the print. So here's to kind of give you how much we're looking into this. So the print, we obviously could make more money as a company if we offered it to you monthly. But what we saw was in our data, in order to get data on the magazine, we hire a firm called GFK. So a National Research Institute, you guys can look them up. I think like they're the second largest in the world. And they audit and survey our subscribers, everything like that, and they analyze the data. And we're seeing our shelf life to be between 4 to 6 weeks. And so it wasn't cost – there's no reason for you to spend the extra money doing it a month, every month, because you can actually – it will stay in the home long enough for when that second issue arrives. And so when we made the decision to go bi-monthly, it was really on this concept of, hey, we want to make sure we're in front of the client 24/7, but we also want to make sure we're cost-effective enough for the business owner – to where they don't have to spend the money if they don't want to. And that's why we went to every 2 months. If you did something where you like did quarterly or something like that, we do every 2 months. If you did quarterly, you need other touch points in quarterly. We do not see the same results. Our results over the course of sending this for 6 issues, which would be a year, you should be seeing a 38% referral rate. So that would mean if I sent it to 50 people, I should be getting 19 referrals over the course of a year from those 50 people. And so now I don't know everybody's closing rate that's listening to this. So you'd have to plug in your own number for, you know, how much you close. But let's just say you're closing 50%. You're closing about 9 new accounts off of this. Now, this is not a passive tool. Nothing in life is really a passive tool, I would tell you, in my career and my business and doing marketing. Whether you used our products or not, whatever you sign up for, nothing is passive. You got to be proactive in your follow-up. And so we teach you, when you sign up for our program, we give you a roadmap that, hey, you're going to send it to Luke. You need to follow up with Luke through a phone call or through an email. And this is your reason to call. Hey, Luke, want to check in, see if you got the magazine I sent you? Hey, man, I was thinking about you because I knew I had sent it to you. My wife and I tried the blueberry pancake recipe last week. It was unbelievable. Hey, are you getting the magazine? Are you enjoying it? How's life going for you? It gives you the opportunity to have a conversation with that person, which then, of course, as you do that consistently, not only are you building the relationship, which is the repeat business, but even more importantly, it gives you the opportunity to go, hey, Luke, love being your financial advisor, or hey, Luke, love being your real estate agent, have a lofty goal for my business this year, you know, really hoping to do this many transactions. And the truth is, I really want more clients like you. You're an ideal client for me, man. You're awesome. And I would love to reach more people like you. I was wondering if you knew anybody who was looking to buy or sell this year. And so that's what we teach people how to do with the follow-up. On the digital side with our frequency, we actually do it monthly. So we started doing the digital and we were doing it every 2 months. But what we found from our analytics was the content, we basically made the content, it was too much. They were getting too much content digitally. And so the engagement wasn't where we wanted to see it. So we split the issue in half and sent it monthly, so it was a lot more digestible from a length standpoint and content standpoint, and our engagement skyrocketed. So we actually do the digital monthly because of the engagement shows us that. So, you know, we're actually doing it differently based upon the analytics, like you're saying. So well, I know I'm talking a lot, throwing a ton at you.
But well, that's the goal, Luke. I mean, when we wanted to get you back on the podcast, we wanted to get you back on the podcast because, number one, we were so impressed, obviously, with what's going on. Number two, this is another wake-up call. We talk about this a lot from a marketing and branding perspective, a consistency in communication and message. And you just hit on something that I am so happy that you hit on again, which is, oh my gosh, Luke, you're talking about having a conversation with my client about something besides the flipping stock market, right? Oh my gosh. People want to know you as a human. They want to know that you and your wife or you and your husband made the blueberry pancakes or the blueberry coffee bread and it was delicious. You can even share that socially with a link to what's going on with you guys at Reminder. I mean, guys, there's so many practical applications to this Reminder Media idea. That changes the game.
Here's what I would say, meaning, because I want everybody listening to this, you know, I don't want this to, you know, I hope you guys check out our product, and I would love for you guys to look us up and maybe even give us a chance. Of course I would, but I don't want the podcast to be just me shamelessly pitching our product. I would encourage everybody listening to this podcast right now, I promise you, I would stake my career on this. The key to closing any deal is built on the backbone of a relationship.
Yeah, totally.
Which means, yeah, people have to know you. They have to like you and they have to trust you. So you have the opportunity at that point when that trifecta comes together, that's when you have the opportunity to sell your service. Mm-hmm. And so what you need to be thinking right now as a business owner in 2018 going into 2019 with your marketing, you need to be thinking about relevancy. See, the problem with marketing today is so much of marketing is not relevant.
Yeah.
This is why Facebook is making billions right now, because they have figured out that they can track the data of what you like and what you engage with online, and then they can sell that data to advertisers to serve up an ad. And this is why when you search for shoes online, the shoes all of a sudden start appearing. The point being is that the new way to market to people is through relevancy, and that relevancy can only be for you as a service-based professional like a real estate agent or financial advisor or insurance agent. You have to get to know your clients. You have to, when you're meeting with them, you have to figure out, like, the question I always ask my financial advisors when I'm coaching them or talking to them is, do you know and do you have a relationship with the spouse? Mm-hmm. Are you only talking to that one decision maker in the home? Yeah. Second question is, do you know the kids?
Yeah.
Do you know the people who are going to inherit the wealth? Do you know their birthdays? Do you know their hobbies? Do you know their jobs? If you don't, you want to strategically work into your conversations with your clients these data points. Mm-hmm. Then you want to note them, and you want to go back to your office and you want to write in their file on the CRM, hopefully, that you have. Hey, you know, Luke, he has a wife named Megan. They have two dogs, Nora and Bilbo. This is the key to being able to now market to Luke effectively, and more importantly, build that relationship to get known, liked, and trusted by Luke always. So no matter what happens in the stock market, you're my trusted advisor. Right. No matter what happens in real estate, you're my trusted real estate agent, because it's more than just buying or selling a home to me. It's that relationship. I get passionate about this stuff, you can't tell.
And you and me both, man, this is something that it falls, unfortunately, on deaf ears with a lot of advisors, because they don't know what to talk about. And again, I'm not trying to shill, you know, what you guys have either here, because that's not what we're here for. You're adding value. And my goal with a podcast like what we're doing today is hopefully, Luke, that our listeners, something that you say makes them have that epiphany that, you know, and I know advisors need to have. They have to have that epiphany that the conversation needs to be something different. I'm going to tell you a quick story. I probably told this a couple of times on the podcast, but we have a client who recently posted, in fact, we just posted, I'll tell a different story, that his firm did a triathlon, and which is great, right? I mean, you know, he's totally into health.
That's a lot of discipline. Man.
That is a lot of discipline. And you know what? I would want to work with him just for that. But they posted all of these pictures socially about him and his team doing this triathlon. Guess what? That has gotten more interaction, likes, comments, and shares than anything he's posted about freaking insurance or, you know, tech bubble, whatever, right? That's because people assume you know that. But what they don't assume is who you are as a human, and how much fun do those conversations become when they're about non-market related stuff. Now, Luke, there are a lot of people out there who still use market commentaries. There are a lot of people out there who are consistently bombarding their clients with, this is what's going on in the marketplace. Here's the Dow. It's almost like a sports score, right? And then they get really frustrated, because I used to coach them all the time on this. They get really frustrated, Luke, when they'd come in and they're like, well, gosh, I'm not beating the S&P. I would rather have them come in and say, gosh, I love that blueberry coffee cake. Because I want to be.
We get testimonials all the time, and this is no joke, where the client actually made the apple pie recipe and they brought it into the office as a gift on the quarterly review. Yeah. It's hilarious.
See, and that's the sort of stuff that's a real connection. I want to be your advisor. I want to be your family's advisor. I want to be an advisor for you for generations. That's what all of the clients that you and I have ever worked with, they want to be. But
and understand, meaning like you have to do multiple touch yes. points. Like what our research shows, and this is from, you know, going out there and reading and talking to other people. Like I had this amazing client at Ameriprise. This guy's unbelievable. And he has literally, you know, data like driven, analytically looked at the touch points and what's been effective in his business. My number was 33 touch points is what you should be doing for your clients. His number was 32 touch points.
Oh, geez.
Totally different data, everything like that. But meaning the point being is that you have to do multiple touch points. So when you're hearing us talk about this, if you're listening, you know, six of those touch points might be American Lifestyle Magazine sure. and it's lifestyle based. One might or four of them might be quarterly reviews, mm-hmm. you know, and then you have some market driven stuff in there. It's that combination that allows you to where they engage with the lifestyle content. Which, because they're engaging, especially if you're using social media. I know yes. social media is difficult for financial advisors because of compliance. But if you're using social media, you will not get engagement on business-related stuff. You will get engagement on
That's
the right. triathlon, right?
Right. Right.
So, but here's the beautiful thing about social media. What you engage with is what you see more of. Mm-hmm. So if you're posting on social media 80% of the time about triathlon-type stuff, people are engaging. So guess what happens when you post a business related thing?
It shows
they see
up.
It.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, they see it. Yep. See, and that's the beautiful thing about, I mean, it's like almost like social media is teaching us that that's the same in life and relationships. If you build a relationship, understand people's, you know, it's the, what is it? The Ford method. You want to talk about people's family, occupation, recreation, and dreams. Mm-hmm. So you want to, you know, go after people from that standpoint. So you want to know their family. You want to know what they do. It's mm-hmm. all about them. And then you come back around and
That's
present
right.
and do your business stuff.
Yeah, I love that. And the thing that freaks me out about social media is that Ford method and that idea that we should have relationships with people, they built it into an algorithm. So there's a mathematical way for them to do that. We call it the ripple effect. So we've done podcasts on this before. In fact, I just had two of my social media team on podcasts, Jessica and then Julia. And one of them talked about really the new updates when it comes to the social media algorithms. We have a saying called pleasing the algorithm here. And then the other one really talked about big picture communication. But when you were talking about you, there are a lot of financial advisors who have issues with social media. Well, first off, we can take care of that for you at Top Advisor Marketing. And we do it in a way that makes it so that you don't have compliance issues because we're doing exactly what Luke's talking about. Our goal is to post 4-to-1. Now, it doesn't always happen, but it's 4-to-1. That's the algorithmic pleasing point, which is 4 personal posts to 1 business post.
Nice.
And what we're seeing is if we can maintain that 4-to-1, your SEO, the likes, the shares, the comments go up and go through the roof. Okay. So, Luke, let's make sure that we share with everybody how they can reach out to you and find out a little bit more about how they can engage Reminder Media.
Yeah. So guys, please go to remindermedia.com. If you're interested in learning more about American Lifestyle Magazine, maybe you're interested in sending this season for the holidays, go to remindermedia.com. You can find out all the information there. We would love to connect with you on social media mm-hmm. as well. So, you know, we're really making a huge effort to try to even, you know, more practice what we preach, which is building personal relationships with every one of our clients. So if you go to Facebook and you go Facebook.com/RMConnect. Again, that's Facebook.com/RMConnect, or just search for Reminder Media on Facebook. You'll find us on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram at Reminder Media. But we would love to connect with you. If you have questions about marketing, we have blogs, free resources, mm-hmm. free webinars. My first and foremost goal is to give you value, teach you what we've learned over the years. And then, you know, from that standpoint, you obviously will see us as a trusted leader in this space because I know we are. And I hope I can convince you to use or try our system because I know if I can get people to try it one time, mm-hmm. 87% of the time they continue with me for more than 18 months.
That's magnificent.
And so guys, please check that out. I would love to talk to all of you and personally connect with all of you.
Well, Luke, thank you. Thank you very much for being on the program again.
Love it, man. It's been a blast.
And this has been Luke Acree, the president of Reminder Media. The big picture, the golden nugget from this podcast today is that you have to communicate to your clients in a medium in which they want to be communicated to while they're there. Now, you can do that socially. You can do that in print. You can do it through podcasting. You can do it through a lot of different ways, your quarterly meetings, your semi-annual meetings. You can do it through client events. But that 3334 number that they were just, that Luke was just talking about how many touches you need to have per year to have a meaningful relationship. What you need to do is look at those touches, right? If you use, you know, reminder, you're almost there, right? If you use podcasting, you know, we do 2 podcasts a month. That gets you 24 good touches. Now, they're not going to listen to every one of them, but it still gets you in front of your clients with meaningful, good information that is applicable, not just to themselves in a financial standpoint, but also in life. Because guess what? I pay a lot more attention to life than I do money. I want to talk about life a lot more than I want to talk about money. And if you're an advisor who's talking about life, having a good life and sharing that life across all mediums, you're going to be much more successful. So for everybody at Reminder Media and everybody at Top Advisor Marketing, this is Matt Halloran, and we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
Are you ready to change the way you communicate with your clients? Are you tired of being the best kept secret in your area? Learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your business. Contact us today and see what the power of podcasting can do for your business. Click on the Contact Us link on our website at topadvisormarketing.com and set up a call to learn more. Follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook for more updates and information.